Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst and New York Times best-selling author. My pal on all scandals. Got a new book out, The Constitution of the United States and Other Patriotic Documents. I guess it's going to be out next week. But I'm sure one click on Amazon, you can get it, and other places. So, Greg Jarrett, welcome. Before we get to the Constitution, which is a wonderful document, and I wanted to talk about Abraham Lincoln's second inaugural, I have a story here. Our friend Andy McCarthy, Andrew McCarthy of National Review, Biden can't escape his China scandal paper trail. Additional evidence unearthed by the Oversight Committee. I had Jamie Comer on the show this past week. And Joe Biden's collusion with China, and we see checks coming out, $200,000, $40,000, $40,000, 10% of the $400,000. That's the 10% for the big guy. Biden supporters, Greg, they're talking, well, gee whiz, it was just a loan. How do we know it was a loan? Well, it says so on the check, but there are no documents behind this loan. And it started out with a Chinese energy company, which was close to President Xi. So what do you make about all this?
Well, your point is an excellent one, Larry. You know, where's the evidence of an original loan or a loan document or the interest payments?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Joe has never revealed it. In as required by law in financial disclosure forms or identify it on tax forms. But let's say even if it is a real loan, that's really largely irrelevant. The laundered money came from Chinese interests who seem to be buying Joe's political influence, which is what the Biden family was clearly selling. That makes the president susceptible, as Jamie Comer said, to blackmail, and thereby jeopardizes national security. And it certainly puts a lie to Joe Biden's repeated public claim that neither he nor his son ever received money from China. They most certainly did. Joe met personally with Hunter Biden's Chinese partners repeatedly. He would get on the telephone with them, and only thereafter, when he did that, did the money flow like a river to the Bidens? So, you know, a lot of things to investigate here, but, you know, Joe Biden has not been telling the truth.
You know, McCarthy, Andy McCarthy, he's a very smart guy. He talks about this, Joe Biden's collusion with China.
Right.
You know, and I think, Greg, looking at bigger pictures here, Iran, which is, of course, the paymaster of Hamas for this awful war, Iran is selling an enormous amount of oil to China, breaking the Trump sanctions. And so Iran has compiled anywhere from 50 to 60 billion or maybe as much as $80 billion of reserves to finance the war, to finance Hamas, to finance the murders.
Yeah.
They're selling it to China. And Joe Biden's colluding with China. And you kind of have to put one and one together. At some point, you have to ask yourself, what kind of influence is China having because of all this money on Joe Biden?
Yeah, and it's not just China. It's Ukraine. It's Russia. It's Kazakhstan. The list goes on and on. So far, the Oversight Committee has, by examining bank records and, you know, more than 150 suspicious activity reports, which must be an all-time record, they've discovered more than $24 million flowing into the Biden bank accounts, and it was all carefully hidden through a complex web of shell companies, which, as you know, constitutes money laundering. And yet, we've really seen absolutely no criminal charges that have been brought other than a gun charge against Hunter Biden. And, of course, this week he, you know, penned for USA Today this woe-is-me editorial saying that everybody is weaponizing his addiction against him.
Yeah.
No, in fact, he's exploiting his addiction for gain and trying to manufacture public sympathy. He seems to think it carries a special dispensation and exemption that somehow excuses criminal behavior. It doesn't.
Greg, talk about the Constitution. And so if you're a novice, what's the most important thing to read?
Well, I do think that it's the whole of the book here, the writings and speeches by Patrick Henry, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, Booker T. Washington, Susan B. Anthony, all of these great Americans really contributed to our exceptional success with their galvanizing idea. You know, America was built on noble ideas and inspiring words. And people who get this book, the Constitution and other patriotic documents, will really have a better understanding of what made America so great. It's a deluxe collection, a keepsake volume that I think comes in handy every time we want to look something up about how our great nation came to be.
And speeches, you like Abe Lincoln's second inaugural. I love that speech, by the way.
An incredible speech. Of course, when you go to the Lincoln Memorial, you can read it on the wall. And, you know, it's one of the most inspiring speeches in American history. And, you know, it's in my book, of course. I've got about six different addresses delivered by the man who was probably our greatest American president. But you've also got some interesting things. Albert Einstein's secret letter to Franklin Roosevelt warning him that the Germans were developing an atomic weapon. You know, a moving address by Douglas MacArthur. Ronald Reagan's tear down this wall. So there's a lot to pack into this, but, you know, I'm immensely proud of it.
With, what was it, with charity toward all and malice toward none?
Yes, that's correct.
This was the beginning of Reconstruction. Tragically, he was assassinated a week later or whatever it was. But that was the lead into Reconstruction, wasn't it?
It really was, and of course there were so many obstacles. I do give credit to Ulysses Grant using troops to try to enforce Reconstruction and achieve the aspiration of equality for all that Lincoln was so dedicated to.
I don't mean to interrupt, Greg, you especially, but U.S. Grant is one of our most underrated presidents. I mean, he was a great historical figure. People loved him. He did his best. I got to jump out, my friend. Greg Jarrett, everybody, Fox News legal analyst. And the name of the book is The Constitution of the United States and Other Patriotic Documents. It's released next week. Please go out and buy it. I'm Kudlow. We're going to do some stock market work on the other side of the break.
Podcasts right now through your favorite podcast platform.